Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Well, now you go to hell.
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope and are. The Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Okay, well, your timing may or may not be great. The NFL trade deadline is in 57 minutes. For hockey, don't we have sponsors for these? They still have that? Like the NHL trade deadline is brought to you by?
We do. We have. I don't know that we still do, but we have in the past. And this day on the NFL calendar has never really rated. I think until it's been building, and today it's funny that you mentioned the Sabres because today feels very similar to trade deadline days in hockey when the Sabres would not do anything and people all around them were doing things, and you're just sort of sitting there going, I like that guy, I like that guy, I like that guy. And there's not an avalanche of trades, but there's some big names that are being moved. And even some people that we've, Rashid Shaheed, for example, got traded to Seattle from New Orleans. That's been a guy that's been, you know, in the crosshairs here, in the sights of a lot of Bills conversation. So it feels, with an hour to go, I feel a little bit like I'm not allowed in. You know, I'm just over here like, tell me what it's like to have a team that's going for it.
Well.
A little. But there's an hour to go. Or 56 minutes now.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
I mean, how many trade deadline days or July 1sts in Sabres history have been enjoyable out of 150? Two, maybe? Like, that's... I want to give the Bills more credit. I certainly understand. Like, we're seeing other things happening and we don't have our own thing yet, but you'd agree, I think, Brandon Bean is a player. Like,
yeah.
I have never thought at wide receiver that they would spend up, and maybe they're trying. They'll probably want you to think so. Maybe they'll even succeed. I just don't know. Like, I think one thing that makes it, if you want to be hopeful about that, A.D. Mitchell got moved. And is Coleman being moved in a trade for a big shot, like, out of the question?
No. No, I don't think so.
The Jets got other guys in both their trades. And I just think any receiver trade the Bills could conceivably make would bury Coleman. They have Shakir. They have Kincaid. It's always been like this. It's been like this for two, three years. There's just really no room to slot anybody, no pun intended, to slot anybody in. I think if you're trading for somebody impactful that isn't Shahid or somebody, Shahid is more like Palmer.
Yeah.
Somebody that can make a big play for you. If you want somebody important where you're willing to trade like a one or something like that, then you just don't need Keon Coleman around anymore.
Yeah, I think now that Shahid has been traded and Jakobi Meyers was traded, those were two trade targets that I think could have helped the Bills. I think Shahid especially represented a skill set that they are lacking and therefore could have used, and maybe that could have worked with Coleman still here. But I think now that... Yeah, it's not to say that they still couldn't make a deal for a player of that caliber at that position and just squeeze them in. But if the targets are bigger than that, if it's Brian Thomas Jr. and Chris Olave, say, and with the names that have been traded already today, by it's really the Jets, largely, I don't want to rule anybody out at this point, especially guys who have been rumored and, you know, it kind of, for various reasons, might make some sense. Then, yeah, I think a Coleman, because Olave is your, he's playing in that spot. And I have everybody else. And if they're interested in Coleman and that softens the blow of what I've got to send you, then I think absolutely. I would not be surprised at all if, despite the brave face they put on everything, that they would they're already sort of fatigued by Coleman. The disciplinary stuff, the lack of production, and inability to do the thing they should have known he would have a hard time doing in the NFL. So, I wouldn't want to rule that out. It might make sense to do that. And even give the other team, oh, this is a guy that was a, you know, he's got this skill set and we envision using him this way. And it gives the team something to sort of hold up at least and say like, yeah, sure, we're gutting our roster of our best players, but we did get this guy back.
Man, Brian Thomas, that's a real interesting one. And we have now 52 minutes. Sometimes these go past the deadline. We have some amount of time to talk about that. He was great at times, enough times to want you to buy into him as a long-term asset last year for Jacksonville. It has not gone that way this year at all. He's injured right now, by the way. So I don't know what the timeline looks like, but Jacksonville making the Meyers trade, okay, well, they're down.
Hunter's
on IR.
Right.
They're down Thomas maybe for at least, I don't know. It sounds like it. I mean, my fantasy stuff says zero this week. So some people are expecting Brian Thomas to be out. And like, well, what are they playing for? I thought the Raiders did great getting a 4 and a 6 for Meyers, who's on a walk year. Like, what do they need him for? You know? And Jacksonville gave up 2 picks for him. Like, the Bills would have had to do, I wouldn't have wanted them to, better than that, to get Jakobi Meyers. And he's another guy that's a little bit too much of an overlap.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. That's the I think it might actually, if they are able to pull a guy like Olave or Brian Thomas Jr. into their boat, I'll be glad they didn't swing a deal for Jakobi Meyers or Rashid Shahid, because I think, again, those guys, we talked about this last week one day, and I put it like Rashid, Shahid, and above. And I don't know if Meyers belongs in the above, but I feel like he's on the same level as a guy like Shahid. Like, he's accomplished a decent amount. Could he help you? Yeah. But is he go big or go home? No. No, he does not. He's more likely to walk in the door and go, great, where's my Everybody Eats t-shirt? Oh. You know, whereas if you're hunting for someone like Thomas Jr. or Olave, you're, I think, probably burning those t-shirts.
They tweeted themselves, the Bills, today, a graphic, 10 different receivers on Sunday. And that, you know, speaking of the Sabres as a comp, that might have even reminded people of something like Darcy Regier having a fan Q&A session right at the deadline.
Right.
Just what a master stroke. Let's just enjoy it while we have it. Brian Thomas Jr., does Jacksonville want to get out? The Meyers move on there, if I didn't say it, on their side, is more that maybe they think they can win. Like, that's why else trade for a rental? Jacksonville? Okay. Wild card? Dare to dream? Then you have Olave, and the Saints flip Shaheed to Seattle. Maybe. I think that's kind of the high rent district, but maybe. The Saints don't seem to ever do things like that. Shaheed is still, like, not much, but they're always going the other way. Maybe now, I mean, they're 1-8. Maybe they now think they should. Yesterday, we had a Debo call, Debo Samuel, that if I were Washington, would be sort of logical because now they're 3-6, right? Daniels is hurt. What do they need him for? And who else? Garrett Wilson? Should we bring Garrett Wilson into the conversation?
Garrett Wilson, I've not seen his name. Everybody is focusing on Breece Hall at this point after the Jets have already traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams. But I feel like Garrett Wilson should be in the same bucket.
He's the best of all of them, maybe.
And they're going to start over at quarterback, which, again, that can cut both ways. You might want to have a guy there to ease the guy's transition into the NFL, but you're also going to be paying, you know, top market rate for a guy that you don't have a proven quarterback for yet. And that can get a little bit out of order. Like, I'm always more in favor of paying receivers once you know you've got a guy. I think just surrounding him immediately, it can be a little risky because you can get out of, a little too ahead of your skis there and be paying. That's one of the reasons I didn't love the Bills draft pick of Sammy Watkins. They paid double to do that. And four games into his Bills career, the quarterback they drafted him to play with got benched, and Kyle Orton was throwing him the ball. And what are we doing?
Well, the Jets, too. The Jets now have all the picks, which is fun. Like, because last year, we go into last year's, or 2025, this year's draft, where all the teams, for the first time in a long time, nobody had traded anything. But now we've got, I mean, there were moves at that draft, Atlanta and the Rams and another one. And now you've got the Jets with two and a second in 26 and three firsts in 27. I mean, I don't know if Garrett Wilson is realistic, but they might have enough butter now, you know? I think I have enough butter now with the draft picks. I don't think it's going to be easy to trade them draft picks for Garrett Wilson. So we'll see. Maybe they can't have enough. They've already done great, I think. Finally, the Jets just, I mean, what happens to Breece Hall? Well, there's a lot of talk about him.
Yeah, I don't have the years committed to memory, but I'm pretty sure that Gardner and Wilson are the same draft. They were both first-round picks a year where they had multiple first-round picks. So, look, that shouldn't preclude them from starting over.
So is Hall.
Having all those picks is smart, but it's kind of funny if they're trading away all the guys that they last had multiple first-round picks to pick in the first place. It just means you're not where you need to be. Really, what you don't have is a quarterback. If you had a quarterback, you probably would not be trading any of these people. But they don't, because they've missed on that numerous times.
Quinnen Williams is the Oliver.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, he's the guy that had you really, really worried that the Bills were going to trade up to three.
Very worried. Yeah. And then the next year, whatever year Cook is Breece Hall. And maybe also Wilson. I'm not sure. Williams is older.
Yeah, I know. I'm without looking, I'm almost sure that Wilson and Gardner are the same draft and first rounders at that. Hall, if he's in that draft, he wasn't a first round pick anyway, right? He was
the early second.
Early second. But either way. I think they've done what they should be doing.
Me too. You have a bet on them to not make the playoffs for four more years.
Yeah.
You got to be worried about that right now. That's what you're focused on. 2000.
Really about that at all right now.
22. Gardner is 104 to the Jets. Wilson is 110. Jermaine Johnson is pick 26 in that draft, and Breece Hall is pick 36.
Okay.
And then Cook would be end of two because the Bills traded down twice to get James Cook. Well, look. What's riding on this? Like, I think you can get trade fever and also just be jealous of the action and be jealous of the draft picks might feel they're not going to be this really, but they might feel like as worthless as ever on a day like this. We're like, well, whatever. I want to win a Super Bowl, so who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Trade 2 1s for Rashid Shaheed, right? Because what do I need the first round picks from the future for? Like, you don't want to be reckless. What is it? What does it feel like if they don't land one of these guys? They're all different. I mean, a couple of them are absolute high roller trades, like on the Diggs level, although that was an offseason trade, but still, like Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave even, maybe both Buckeyes. Hi out there. I brought a second visor, by the way, if I need to switch.
Why would you need to switch? I don't understand.
Well, I don't need to switch, but in case I should or want to, I have a backup. Right now, we're Ohio State.
What would qualify as something in your foresight as requiring you to, like, you should switch the visor? But me bringing this, oh dear. Oh wow. Yeah, we could have waited until after 4.
I was planning on waiting, but you pressed me on it.
I pushed you.
Listener, Nick in Depew, on Twitter, at Nick in Depew, sent me this incredible gesture, a visor that says, everybody snacks. Which, you know, in fairness, not everybody is snacking. A couple guys are eating, just not many.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are just snacking. They're just nibbling on the leftovers. They're the wait staff, and the, you know, the wedding is over, and Right. You're sort of picking off the plates. Yeah,
they're the dishwashers.
Right. Anyway.
Dumpster diving.
Back to the Buckeyes.
Yeah. Well, I think what's interesting is, like, hearing, you know, and focusing on receivers. You know, I left here yesterday and woke up today more interested in finding a way to replace an Oliver / Michael Hoyt, and not getting any feel at all that there's anything cooking on that front, although there certainly could be. You know, and I was not, you know, I don't think I would have been in the market for Quinnen Williams at his age with his contract, and the compensation was pretty massive. But I mean, he's an excellent player and maybe would have been exactly what you could use in the middle of your line. But all the same, like, I just was not expecting that big a swing. So I think there is still, I don't know, Trey Hendrickson is still out there. As far as pass rush goes, that might be the top of the list. There's, oh, what's the name of I saw speculation about a Shaheed. Granderson is the guy's name, pass rusher
Wyoming.
From New Orleans, like sort of a you know, a combo platter. But that idea, well, at least the Shaheed part of that went out the window when he went to Seattle. So the Bills aren't killing two birds with one stone in one trade, getting two needs addressed. But I guess they could still trade for that player, Granderson, or any other player who might reasonably replicate what they were trying to use Michael Hoyt for 6 quarters or 6.5 quarters until his season ended.
Oh, you love it when I bring up that the Allen actually runs the draft room stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Granderson went to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Granderson got him in this game against the Saints, right? I mean, that he was a sort of an impact player in that game. So, of course, I'm going to go there if I get the chance. 803-0550. I started to say, We're riding this out, trade fever, your draft picks right now, you're jealous of the other teams, you love the action, whatever. If they don't make a move, are you going to be mad? Is it going to feel negligent? I don't want to say that they wouldn't be trying. I just feel like Bean is in the room. I don't know if Darcy Regier was ever in a room. And he had ownership that probably pushed him, like, locked the door on him. This is not for us, right? I think it was his nature, and I think it was also, you know, sort of company policy. We don't really play in these streets. I don't think that's the Bills at all. I don't think that Bean has proven he'll be aggressive, if that's the word you want. He'll be active. So I would expect him to be working on ideas.
Just
if
really,
they don't happen,
it comes down
what?
To price point, I think. Right? Like, either the player ends up not getting moved at all because no one would meet the price, including Bean, or someone else is willing to go. Yeah, I don't know. Like, Olave and Brian Thomas Jr., to me, if they were targeting those players, that seems like your first round pick to me, for either one of those guys.
It would have to be.
Right? So if
for Thomas, it would.
If for some reason Bean is in that, but thinks he can wait it out and pull it off for a second, and someone comes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the top on him, then, you know, he was there. Good try, good effort, but you didn't go, you know, you didn't go all the way. You didn't go to the length that was needed to make the trade because somebody was willing to outbid you. Or no one is willing to go that high, and the Saints and or the Jaguars go, well, if nobody wants to give us a one, we're just going to keep this young player on our team and keep going.
I don't get why Brian Thomas Jr. would be traded. He's a first-round pick last year who was great. Their quarterback is not great. Now he's hurt. I just don't feel like that adds up. Maybe that wouldn't have – you could have a guy – maybe this is – well, it can't be A.D. Mitchell because Brian Thomas was way more productive than Mitchell. But this could be Coleman. Mitchell could be Coleman, like I said, mm-hmm. where just mm-hmm. like we just don't see it – working out, and we want to win. Jacksonville, win what? And if their quarterback isn't it, and they kind of see that, you've got a new coach there, new GM there. Brian Thomas seems like he might be miserable. He drops the ball, too. It's been a bad year for him. But last year was great, and I think he's exactly the player you don't trade when you're a team like that. He just turned 23. It'd be incredible if they got out on him. Olave is a little older, and his team is 1-8.
And he's had serious head injury
and injuries.
Issues.
Like, I don't think that's nuts. I think Brian Thomas is closer to nuts than Olave. I don't think I said, what did I blurt out? Like, they have to be first-round picks? I don't think that they – I don't really mean that. I don't think Olave has to be a one. It's pretty good if it's not.
Yeah, maybe it's – what is it? Maybe it's your Friday picks, right? A second and a third. Maybe that gets that done. I don't know. I don't know if that the second or the third does that end up being worth more than a single one on the value chart. I don't know how that all, but you know, presuming the one is 23 and down the
Saints,
in the draft.
Yeah, the Saints have got to be thinking about the 101 and their next quarterback. If there's even somebody like sort of rates like that. We're thinking about Cordy Glenn, right? Like the Bills make the trade with the Bengals to move up. It's a little early for that, and the Saints are going to probably draft in the top five conservatively. That's possible. Garrett Wilson, so, wow. I mean, with the Jets are probably all set. The Jets should be lighting cigars. Like, we're good. Maybe they can trade Hall. That's a running back. That's a day two pick. That's what reportedly people think the Jets want for Breece Hall. Okay. The Kansas City is the typical suggestion for this. Some team that doesn't have an obvious answer at running back. Like, maybe there's that. But Wilson is a higher level. And then Debo, maybe there are other ideas too that we're not mentioning. 803-0550, you can help us. But Debo is, I feel like that's really desperate. You know, maybe there's still a player left. We talked about him yesterday. Like,
yeah.
He's fun. He's old. But you want to see the Bills do something. If I were Bean And admittedly, this is sort of like selfish in a way. Like, how do I come off here? I want to give this something. Give it to the room. Give it to the fans. Make it look like I'm, and not in a, I don't mean in a sort of a wink, wink kind of way, but do something today to augment the roster and show everybody that we don't think we're all set. And receiver would be sort of ironically interesting in this way because of what he said about what the Bills are at that position. But, you know, you mentioned, you're right too. I mean, defense, that's where they've had the most adversity. I mean, in a way more on defense.
Yeah, I mean, we all have felt they were lacking something at receiver, you know, after they got through the draft and free agency and put their roster together, even with the late addition of Elijah Moore. They were missing, you know, some real juice there. Defense, since the year has begun, I mean, they've lost. I think we see now through just, you know, a game and a half or a game and three quarters, they had big plans for Michael Hoyt. That's gone, and Ed Oliver's gone. That's, I mean, if you went into the year with this receiving core and lost Shakir and Coleman during the year, you'd be hell-bent, I think, on replacing them. That basically has happened. It's not even accurate. Like, both guys on the defense, I think, certainly Oliver and Hoyt, we barely got to know him, looked like more impactful players than those guys even are on the Bills' offense.
803-0550 for your thoughts. Ross Tucker today. Sal, if there's action. That's where that stands. 6 o'clock, Sabres pregame, Buffalo versus Utah. Frank, the story is Utah. Lines are open. We'll be right back. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.